Sinabi ng Rugby Australia na ang kanilang pambansang kampanya ay nakatuon sa pagpapakita ng laro bilang mas may ugnayan, napapabilang at madaling lapitan ng lahat ng Australiano. Ipinakita ng bagong inisyatibo ang karanasan ng 9 na manlalaro, coaches at kanilang pamilya sa isang demonstrasyon ng pagkakaiba ng laro. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Lori Lawira.
When we run out on that field, we're playing not for ourselves but for the town. Anyone that comes through is more than welcome to grab a pair of boots and have a run on the weekend. I think that's what bush footy is about as well.
Itinaas ng kampanyang Part of More ng Rugby Australia ang mga lalaki at babaeng may magkaibang pinanggalingan at edad na naglalaro ng rugby. Ginawa nitong nakaraang isang taon ng inisyatibo ay naglipat ng atensyon mula sa dating focus patungo sa mga profesional na atleta. Umaasa ang Rugby Australia na hihikayat ito ng mas maraming tao upang subukang maglaro ng rugby. Ang mga magulang ni Raja Yasin ay lumikas mula Lebanon, 41 taon na ang nakakaraan. Meron silang 3 anak na lalaki at isang babaeng naglalarong lahat para sa isang club sa kanlurang Sydney.
People from all walks of life, color, shapes, sizes. We turn up all looking the way we do, and the minute our kids put on those jerseys and are ready to play, we all become one, and it's about the team and the team spirit, and we all are cheering for the same thing.
Sinabi ni Binibining Yasin, ang kanyang rugby club sa Petersham sa Sydney ay hindi lamang nagpapatira ng kanyang pamilya mula Lebanon. Nagdiriwang din sila kasama ng mga magkakaibang kultura ng kanyang mga miyembro.
The way in which we contribute to just increase that the notion of diversity and inclusiveness. When we go to our club barbecues, we do our bit. We bring our traditional food and we mix it with our Aussie barbecue and after that we have a great time.
Si Raylene Castle ang punong ehekutibo ng Rugby Australia at tubong New Zealand. Lumuklok siya sa kanyang trabaho noong Enero ng taong ito at maaari ngayong makita ang benepisyo kung paano makinabang sa pagpapalabas ng iba't ibang kultura sa laro.
I think it is that inclusive piece and diversity piece is really important, that you know, it doesn't matter what race, creed or color you are or gender, you can go to a rugby club and feel welcome and included. And certainly the example we saw from Raja about what she's done and what it's done for her family in Petersham in Sydney here was a really important part of telling that story.
Tampok din ang pambansang kampanya ng mga komunidad ng rugby sa Northern Territory. Si Josh Phillips ang development officer na nakabase sa Darwin at naglalakbay sa malalayong komunidad upang hikayatin ang mas maraming tao para sumama sa laro. Naglaro siya ng rugby mula sa murang edad at nagsabing ito ay tungkol sa nangyayari sa lugar ng palaro.
In all honesty, it was that first game that got me hooked. I scored my first ever try, whether it was league or union, and so that kind of got me hooked. And I've just loved it. I've made some lifelong mates, and as I said, the game's been really good to me. By you know, it's what I do for work. Not a lot of people say they can do that, and also a lot of I've got to do a lot of traveling through this sport, and you know, made some lifelong friends. So it's fantastic.
Si Phillips ay sinamahan ng 17 taong gulang na celeb Nikki sa paglulunsad ng bagong kampanya sa rugby sa Sydney na nagsabi din ng kanyang karanasan sa inisyatibong Part of More. Sinabi ni Nikki na naglaro siya ng rugby dahil sa kanyang ama.
I grew up playing and my dad was introduced to it when he moved here. And yeah, like growing up watching him and my uncles play side by side, like made me feel like I wanted to play, like I had to play.
Sinabi ng Rugby Australia na isa sa kanilang layunin sa kampanya ay upang makita ng mga tao na hindi namimili ang palaro at ang komunidad ang nasa puso ng kanilang operasyon maski na ang pambansang koponan ng Australia. Narito ang coach ng Wallabies, Michael Sheka.
I would like to think that all the people at club level, junior level, etc. feel like they're part of the Wallabies and that we can feel like we're part of them too when we go to watch the games. Or we're going to our local club, or even if you're going to visit another club, which we get to do often, that we're a part of that. We're part of, you know, inspiring people to want to play down there as well.
At katulad ng mga taong kagaya ni Raja Yasin, umaasa silang kakalat ang balita na magdadala ng mas malaking pagsama sa lipunan.
But I think a smile goes a long way and a g'day goes a long way. And it's just opening up that conversation. And if it is a means by which we open up dialogue with, say, people from my community or girls within my community who would like to play rugby. Then I'm pretty happy to be part of that. Yeah.